writer for Roll Call. If you want to know what's going on in Washington, D.C., you got to check out Roll Call. It's an awesome resource on the internet. Meredith, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you this morning?
I'm doing very well. Thanks so much for being with us. Republicans split on Democrats' plan to extend the payroll tax cut. Now, a Republican Party that has for decades benefited from a commitment to lower taxes is now finding itself on the defensive on that issue. Tell us what you know.
It's tricky, right? I think what you pointed out is exactly right. I think that after years, and particularly an intense few months of being the party that is against raising taxes, there is now this temporary provision that is expiring, and if they fail to extend it, taxes will go up for many middle-class Americans. And so I think there are two issues here. You have Republicans who don't agree that this tax holiday should be extended at all. They don't think that it's very beneficial. They don't think that it's done what it's supposed to do, and they'd prefer not to extend it. Then you have Republicans who would like to see it extended, but they differ with Democrats on how to pay for it. If you look at what came through the Senate last week in a series of test votes, Democrats have proposed paying for the plan with a surtax on millionaires to sort of levy the difference. And what Republicans came forward with was a plan that had a variety of different pay-fors and offsets. The most significant was a 3-year federal workers pay freeze and a reduction of the federal workforce by 10%. So there was a lot of contrast. There's been a lot of fights, but I think what you'll ultimately see is a large catch-all package that comes from the House. Because while we're talking about the payroll tax holiday today, while that's what the president talked about yesterday, there are a lot of really important provisions that are also expiring, whether it's unemployment insurance, a bill that funds the government and keeps it operational that's set to expire December 16th, or even something called the Medicare Doc Fix, which makes sure that there isn't a dropping of payments to doctors who are covered by Medicare.
You mentioned that the Republicans are split on this, and they're also being resisted by many Tea Party conscious members who oppose what they consider a short-term gimmick that would worsen the federal deficit and siphon money for Social Security. Now, this is something you mentioned. There could be a new plan in place just from what you know now. Do you think they'll find some resolution on this?
Well, I think it's twofold, right? If this cut is completely paid for, then it's going to be deficit neutral as long as the deficit, and both parties agree on that. It's just a matter of how to pay for it. Also, the actuary of Social Security released a letter yesterday that said he felt that the bill that had been proposed in this extension of this cut would have a negligible effect on the financial status of both old age and survivor's insurance and disability insurance. So that's one. What? Two, Christmas is coming up, and senators really like going home for Christmas, so do members of the House of Representatives. So in my experience, I've seen this movie before, and they will find a resolution because most of them have families at home that they would like to deal with, just like your listeners.
It's interesting. Republican leaders fear that the party, which has spent the past year fighting the Democrats' proposals to raise taxes on the wealthy, cannot allow the payroll tax to increase without handing the Democrats, and this is what's interesting, a powerful election year argument that the GOP supports lower taxes only on the rich. So it's kind of a double-edged sword, isn't it?
Well, and it's very tricky, and I think that you see leaders especially who have recognized that there was a very openly discussed private House GOP conference meeting in which John Boehner basically told his caucus, you guys have to get behind this because this is politically an issue that we can't win. If we lose on this, we really can't win it because these are a lot of benefits that are important or can be made to seem important for middle-class Americans. It amounts to, the extension of the payroll tax cut holiday would amount to an extra $1,000 a year for families who fall within its bounds. Unemployment insurance, if you don't want to extend that right now, you're letting unemployment insurance drop right before Christmas for families who are dependent on it. And you can have a philosophical argument about how you would like to see UI benefits constructed. And in fact, there are lawmakers who are doing that right now. But in Washington, we talk about optics. How does it look if you do or do not do certain things? And if they fail to extend these things, not only does it look terrible optically for them, not only does it affect millions of families, but it also gives the president continued power to run on this dysfunctional Congress meme that he has been hammering out on the road.
All right, Meredith, before I let you go, what do the Democrats say about this Republican challenge, and how has the Obama administration reacted?
I think that you're seeing Democrats, particularly on the Senate right now, just in a holding pattern. They're waiting until House Republicans can create this big catch-all bill that we're talking about that they're still working to write, because I don't think that they're going to react until they see what they're supposed to react to. So right now you're seeing this rhetorical battle over the payroll tax, because it's what's available and it's what they can do in the interim while they're just waiting for the actual legislative language to get done.
Meredith Shiner is the fine writer for Roll Call. If you want to know what's going on in D.C., one of the places you have to go is just Google Roll Call, and you'll find Meredith and many other fine writers. Thanks so much, Meredith.
Thank you.